going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode, new episode of Ballin' Out as we enter the postseason now. As I like to say, you know, the most wonderful time of the year, you know, because it's going to be great basketball. You know, the bad teams, the losers, they're all out now. And so now we get to finally see who will be the champion. So we'll just, you know, talk about the first round of the playoffs that is going to start on Saturday. As we're recording this on Wednesday, the first play-in game was last night. So we'll talk about those games a little bit and then talk about not too much, but look into Friday, what Friday could potentially look like, and then going into the weekend. So I guess we'll just start the play-in, you know, since we're here. But right now, today, Wednesday, as we're recording this, the Bulls and the Heat are playing, and the Kings and the Mavericks are playing in the West. But last night on Tuesday, you had the Warriors and the Grizzlies, the Hawks and the Magic. That Hawks-Magic game, like, I started watching it, and then the Hawks got up big, and then I turned it off for a second to play some video games. Next thing you know, I get a text from Caden, and he goes, yo, like, the Magic coming back. So I open my
the Hawks coming back.
Look at the score, and I'm like, yo. I was like, wait, what? Then next thing I know, it's a like full 40-point turnaround. I'm like, what? Now the Magic are up 20. I'm like, bro, what's going on? So, but I mean, what were your takeaways, you know, from that game if you tuned in?
Yeah, no, I tuned in for most of it. I mean, the Magic, like we've always, I mean, I've always thought the Magic were pretty like, they just need to get healthy the whole year. They've been missing out on half the rotation for, you know, at least 20-plus games for basically every single one of them. I mean, you saw more guys that were in like the 50s, 40s for games out, and end of the day, they just couldn't get healthy the whole year. So that's why I think, again, they kind of got a tough matchup because they got to go up against the Celtics in the very first round. But the thing with the Celtics is, too, I mean, we know how good they are. We obviously, they've done it before, but they rely heavily on the three-point shooting. And so if the Magic can at least do something there, again, I don't think the Celtics are in danger of losing the series, but, like, I could see it going to, like, a breezy six just because the Magic are just going to just kind of keep themselves in it, because I mean, they're gritty. I mean, they got, we saw, like, again, there's one player that goes off in every single playoffs for any particular team. There was the Anthonys. There was just the Anthonys were going crazy. I mean, Cole Anthony, I think it was 30 some points or whatever.
Yeah, so he ended up with 26, 10 for yeah, 7, 4 threes.
He was basically 30 piece for the man. I mean, it's just like, it's stuff like that where, like, once you get into the playoffs, like, it doesn't, like, the actual teams themselves don't matter, because I mean, basketball is a lot different from all the other sports in the sense that it takes one guy to really start changing things around. That's why we see with March Madness all the time. It's the same concept with NBA. It's just a little different there. NBA is a little more structured in the sense that there's specific plays and everything like that ran for, you know, each individual team. But, like, yeah, I mean, Cole Anthony just decided to ball out. So that's why I think at the end of the day, the Magic aren't like a team that, like, I'd like want to play. It's not like I'd be fearful of the Magic by any means, but, like, it was something else. So that was fun to watch. And then kind of just quickly on that Warriors Grizzlies game, I know we saw Ja Morant kind of go down a little bit with just a little bit of a twisted ankle. I think he'll end up being okay though. But at the same time, that Warriors team looked pretty solid too. I like their matchup going against the Rockets there. I know the Rockets have always been kind of a disrespected two seed out in the West, but I think that's gonna be just absolute cinema. I do. I think that Rockets Warriors series will be very good.
I agree.
I would lean probably toward the Rockets in that one just a little bit, but like that's one I could see going 6-7 for sure. That's no question about that. I don't think that's going to be an easy matchup for anybody out there. So I'm curious to see that. Again, those are just kind of the other games in the East and the West there, the Kings and Mavericks and Bulls and Heat. Both those teams. It doesn't matter if either one of those teams were to win. They're getting bounced. It frankly does not matter.
Yeah.
I just think, I mean, the Cavs in the East are just too good. They've proved it throughout this whole time. Even though we've talked about how much the Donovan Mitchell-led, you know, teams don't do well, they will make it out of the first round. And obviously, I think the Thunder make it out of the first round, whether it be Grizzlies, Kings, Mavericks, any of them, they're going to make it out. No question about that. So those ones I'm not too focused on. Like you said, we're recording this, you know, on Wednesday night, and, you know, those games are playing tonight. So we're not sure who's going to actually make it out of there, but... But yeah, I'm not too worried about either one of those games there. But the Magic, I will say, and Warriors are two teams that I'm like, whoa, that was something else. But yeah, that was kind of my takeaway. I was actually more impressed, I think, with the Magic overall, being able to do what they did. Obviously, the Warriors, just gritty. Obviously, we know everything that we're going to get from Steph. Jimmy Buckets played playoff Jimmy mode there. He had a pretty good game. Foul trouble. I mean, he only had two fouls in the first half, but still, we'll see. I know, I know. on the east side, just real quick, flipping back to it, Trae Young kind of went out like a sore loser in that game. I mean, throwing a little temper tantrum. And, yeah, that was just kind of funny to see. But I was also kind of looking at it, too. This is just a quick little side note. I think even if the Hawks would have beat the Heat or the Bulls, doesn't matter who, they're getting bounced by the Cavs in that first round. But it's like, man, if you could put some guys around Trae, I mean, I'd like to see what actually would happen there once you have a full squad.
I'm not sold. Atlanta have no vision. Like, ever since, like, he last went to the conference finals, they haven't really done anything. You know, it's had the DeJounte Murray experiment, which was terrible. Mason Daniels, you know, I guess is blossoming to be something. So, I mean, we'll see. I think they need some upgrades.
They need a lot of pieces. I think, honestly, I think Trae Young needs to get out. I just like to see.
I think he's gone. I think after this.
I would just like to see pieces around Trae Young to actually see if maybe that would actually do something there. Because with the teams he's had, he's overperformed for sure. So I think, I mean, at the end of the day, I'd just be curious to see where he would end up at and kind of how that would evolve. I know I think earlier I might have even mentioned Trae Young going to the Spurs. I think that was rumored way back then, but I'd like to kind of see how that would go. I just don't know how well he fits in with the Spurs culture, if you will, is the only thing.
I don't think they do that trade anymore because they just got De'Aaron Fox.
Which, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, but at the same time, I think that'd be a crazy front court right there.
You take De'Aaron Fox and Trae Young over De'Aaron Fox and Stephon Castle?
That's the only thing is, I mean, if you're able to move Stephon Castle to the bench there, you're just building up your depth with the, but that's the thing. I don't know who you're going to lose if you were to get, I mean, if it's just a free agency signing, that's another thing. But like, if it were the case where like you're going to get guys that aren't going to play any more minutes anymore, like Stephon Castle there specifically, because I know he's an up-and-comer there. We're going to see what he kind of amounts to, but I don't know. That's just one team I'd be curious to see how he actually would fit in there. I think that'd be just be an interesting fit for sure.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's definitely something to think about. That would be interesting. But, you know, going back to the Warriors-Grizzlies game, you know, last night, This Grizzlies team, I don't see. Well, two things. First of all, the Grizzlies, I don't know what they're going to do down the line because the stretch really in the second quarter, the stretch where they had like no points, they couldn't score, and Desmond Bane was the only like person. Like Desmond Bane isn't really a scorer, but he was giving that team a lift. They need more scoring because at this point it's like Ja, like, yeah, he can improve as a shooter, but like he's just running to the rim every time or shooting a three. Like, or, you know, there's no mid-range game. So I feel like, you know, maybe if he gets a mid-range game, it can be a little bit better. But I think they need some improvements. And then the Warriors, you know, I was wrong with the Warriors. I can't lie. I think at the deadline said that, you know, I don't think they really do too much. But like you said, that Houston Warriors series is going to be a good series. I think that's going to be great hoops right there. I'm leaning more towards Warriors, though. I can't lie. I think the Warriors get it done in seven just because, you know, veteran team. I think that's what essentially it's going to come down to. As you get longer in the series, it shows, you know, when you have a veteran presence over like a younger team. And that's what kind of happened to OKC last year, you know, because they were the younger team. And then Dallas, they had that veteran. So they kind of beat them. I think that's the same thing. I could see that happening here with Houston. But don't get me wrong, it's going to be like a great series back and forth. I definitely could see it, you know, going to seven games. And,
oh, yeah.
Like you said, like the games tonight, it doesn't matter. The games tonight, the games Friday, like there's no reason to even talk about it because, like you said,
no.
Cavs sweep, Thunder,
yeah,
sweep.
It's yeah, it's
gonna be playoff warmups. That's all it's gonna be. They're gonna be
100%
regular season games. It's just gonna be four more regular season games. Definitely a sweep. You know, see, I don't got, you know, too much about any of those, so I'm worried. I'm not.
Yeah. No, it's just both sides. Like they don't have anything going for them at the end of the day. I mean, Kings, we've already seen. Shout out Gavin Gerkey. Like they weren't the team. They weren't the team we thought it was going to be. Obviously, with De'Aaron Fox on the move there too, it's just like they got nobody. I mean, the Mavericks. Like, sure, yeah, they got AD, they got Clay, they got, you know, those guys there. But like, no, they just don't though. It doesn't even matter at the end of the day too. Like. The Mavericks are the only team that I could see out of those four there that would even have a chance of winning a game. Not even a set. We're talking a game, you know, against one of those top one teams. So,
I wish
like you said, Kyrie, nothing to talk about.
If they had a healthy Kyrie and they were in this situation, I definitely think that they could maybe put up a fight against OKC.
I'm still even taking that one. I'm still taking Thunder and Max at six. I'm more likely. I don't want to disrespect the Mavericks by saying five, but like Thunder are just also good too. Like I don't, yeah. I've already said enough about that because honestly, like you said, those four games mean those four teams, I should say, have no chance.
Yeah, so, basically no form of form.
Yeah, that was perfectly said.
Yeah, so I think essentially the one and the two seeds are going to play on Sunday, you know, because they had to wait for whoever they're going to play. So, but on Saturday is everybody else. So we'll start, you know, the first game that day. The Bucks and the Pacers going at it again, rematch from last year. You know, difference from last year, Giannis was hurt. Now he looks healthy. But the downside, you know, Dame is going hurt. I don't think he's going to play the first round. I think Chris Haynes last reported that, you know, he was going to miss some of the series. And usually when they say that, usually means they're going to miss probably the first series unless it goes to seven games, which I could see it going seven games, but I don't think so. I'm leaning Bucks and six. So.
Yeah, I mean, like what I've heard that, I mean, obviously we know Dame's going through blood clots, I believe is what it is. And I was just reading a report literally from 20 hours ago that said that the Bucks are getting good news in the sense that he's out the first game, 100%. Dame will not play the first game. But they said there's a chance he actually might come back sooner than what they might have even thought. Mm. I mean, literally just before coming on here, because I thought he was out as well the whole series. But more what it was looking like was he might come home for that first, potentially the first home game for the Bucks. And if that's the case, I mean, I still like the Bucks either way. I think the Bucks do get it done. I mean, they ended the season on an 8-game win streak. Giannis was absolutely tearing it up without Dame the whole time as well too. So, and again, I mean, like when it kind of, we go back to like that veteran leadership there, like Giannis has literally got it done. I mean, he's literally won a championship. So at the end of the day, like he knows what it takes to get past, especially the first round. It's like, I mean, all this, so I would lean Bucks, but I definitely want to see when Dame will come back because that plays a huge factor in my mind. If they actually, cause I was leaning, if you were to put Dame in the series, I would lean Bucks. Still Bucks and probably six. But now I'm thinking this goes seven. I really do. Yeah. I think it goes seven if Dame is not able to come back there. This Pacers team is hungry. They're aggressive. I mean, we've seen it before. They've been kind of a under the radar kind of sleeper team, if you will. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see what they can get done. I would literally say it's a coin flip. I mean, in that series, I would say if Dame's able to come back soon enough, I would take the Bucks. But if he's not, literally, I would flip a coin. That'd be my answer. I just that one I feel pretty strongly about with that series because I mean, if it's literally just going to be Giannis, we've seen what happens sometimes in the playoffs too. And when it's literally just one player, you're going to make all the role players step up. And if they can't do that, I don't know what the Bucks' future looks like. So we'll kind of see from there. But I'm curious to see again Dame's status for this playoff series.
Yeah, I think that is going to be important. And I think just like you said, the role players. So like Kyle Kuzma, how much better that, like that trade, you know, is a huge reason why they made it. Cause Kuzma is basically a younger version of Chris Middleton. So he has to prove it though, you know? So I think they'll be good. Plus again, Bobby Porter's back. So I'm after suspensions and everything too. So I'm happy to see Bobby back on the court. I kind of forgot about that. Can I go unlock?
I love Bobby. Arkansas Razorback talent. Dude's just an absolute menace out there.
Yeah. The second game on Saturday, the Pistons and the Knicks. A lot of people are excited for this series, especially, you know, myself. I think you are too. I think the Knicks, you know, good team. Yeah, they're good. But I don't think they are a better team than what they were last year. I think making the Karl-Anthony Towns trade kind of hindered them a little bit. Like, yeah, on offense, okay, they're better. But it took some defense away. And I like the Pistons' aggressiveness and defense to match up with the Knicks' defense. I think their offense, they win a little bit more, especially if like guys like Tim Hardaway, Tobias, Malik, like the veteran leaders, if they're actually hitting, you know, not out there shooting tour dates. I like the Pistons' chances. Pistons and six. Give me Pistons and six, you know?
I got Pistons and seven. I got this game. This series goes every other. Knicks will win the very first game. Pistons are going to win the next. Then Knicks, Pistons. And then I think the Pistons steal the very, very last one of the series. I think they do it at Madison Square Garden in front of all the Knicks fans, Zach Smith included. I think it happens. I really do. I think this one's going to be an absolute dogfight. I just think the more the series goes on, the more we're going to figure out Jalen Brunson specifically. I think with him already being banged up there, if this goes to a very aggressive 7-game series, I think by that game 6-7 there, he's going to start wearing down a little bit, which I know Tom Thibodeau, that's exactly what his style is. He just basically wears his players down. I think by that point in the series, I think the Pistons will have the edge. So that's why I take him in 7.
I like that. That's not bad. You know, that's not bad at all. You can have a cat, go get a bat, wear a backwards hat.
This is six, baby. Come on. Yes, sir.
No, I think, yeah, and I think the series is going to be good. And not only, like, I've been saying, you know, everything about Cade all year, da-da-da. He's an all-NBA, no question about it. I think, you know, you go back, you look at Trae Young. We were talking about Trae Young. One of his first playoff series was where? In Madison Square Garden. But he was the villain. He went crazy. I can't wait for villain Cade. Billy K.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's just the end of the day. Like, I think the Knicks, they get so worn down by their style of play at the end of the season. I think that takes an effect. Well, we'll get to one of the other series, but that's why I also think, you know, Kawhi goes down every single playoff series. He played way too much, and you know this. I mean, he hasn't been healthy for a good playoff series in a hot minute. Same concept with the Knicks in the sense that Tom Thibodeau just runs them like you would not believe, and then it takes one player just that goes off against him, which Cade already has proven that he has. He's done it every game he's played against him, yeah. Shooting like 52%.
Yeah.
And so I think Pistons in 7.
Moving on to the next series, which you already alluded to, was the Nuggets and the Clippers. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. Jamal Murray, Strawberry, Seth, I don't even know. Clippers in 6. Doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah, you know, you mentioned, you know, Kawhi Leonard has not been healthy in a playoff series. Let's go through the brief summary of what's led up to that. You know, last year, Buddy didn't play like the last 5 games of the season. So, you know, obviously you had that. The year before that, that's when he got hurt. In Phoenix after game 1 and 2.
Yep.
And he was playing lazily. But that was also the year that they had to play the play-in game. And then the year before that, he was out completely. So, anyways, I like our chances. Let me tell you why. The Nuggets don't have a depth. They don't have depth. Their point of attack defense is kind of weak. Yes, we know that Jamal Murray can go crazy at any given second, especially in the playoffs. But is he going to be 100% healthy? Don't know. Jokic, you know he can get it for him. He's the least of your problems. But who is going to step up as a role player if Murray is not on like he usually is in the playoffs? Aaron Gordon? I don't know. Christian Braun? Possibly. It could happen. Russell Westbrook? Absolutely not. Michael Porter Jr.?
Crazy. Russell Westbrook is definitely going crazy. He named him. He's literally going to have a. He's gonna go crazy. He's gonna come off the bench and he's gonna average a cool probably 12, 7, 8 off the bench.
See, this is what I thought last year. But then game 1 he did great. But then every other game after that, Buddy was like 4 for 35. So
no, I'm telling you, I believe in him this series. You also said Jokic is the least of your concerns. That man's dropping 40, 20, and 10. He's going to average that in this series.
Yeah, and Zubac's going to drop 20 and 15 to 18.
Nah, he's looking at probably a cool 14 and 10. I'll give you that.
14 and 14? I'll take 14 and 14.
Nah. Not 14 and 14. Nah, Aaron Gordon's going to absolutely dominate that man, too. He's going to come in, too.
Who's going Kawhi?
The bench, bro. He probably ain't playing this whole series. He ain't playing the whole series. He'll play some games. I'll give you that.
I'm just saying it, and I know you've heard it because everyone's talked about it. But everyone, they, you seen that man. I know you may have not watched. You watched the game on Sunday, the Clippers game, Clippers Warriors game.
No, I didn't watch that. Oh, okay. I'm watching bums. Well, championship contenders.
I'm just saying, you know, he's looking like prime Kawhi right now. And
he's gonna remind every single year.
What happens? So, yeah, no. Clippers in 6. That's all I got to say. Clippers and six. And then the series to cap the night off on Saturday is the Lakers and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yeah, you know, Lakers should win this series. We'll see. We'll see what happens outside of Luka Doncic and LeBron James. And we're going to see how many times Anthony Edwards, oh, you know he is attacking Luka Doncic every second. So we'll see
how long. Is still that guy, too. I think they got to outscore us at this point. Because Luka Doncic, you know, dropping a cool 30 every night. You already know LeBron's going to probably drop a cool. I'll even say old head LeBron probably dropping a cool 26 every night, too. And they both dropping at least probably like 8-9 assists every night, too. Like, I think the Lakers are really just
going to get off. He's shooting like 50% if that's going to happen. Dang. You think that's going to happen?
Oh, yeah, I do. I think the Timberwolves going to put up a good fight, though. The Lakers, where they're going to struggle is defensively, which yes. I'll fully admit that. And I know that, too. That's why I think at the end of the day, your two guys just have to, they're going to play, and they're going to play damn good. They're going to light it up. We already seen Luka Doncic in the playoffs. I know you've seen too much of him in the playoffs. The last time Luka actually went up against the Timberwolves, we saw what happened with Rudy Gobert's goofy ass. Cooked him up, put him in a blender, sent that shit out, drank it as a smoothie the next morning. I mean, that's just how it goes. I genuinely believe this will be a good series at the end of the day. I think this might actually even go six. But like, the thing with LeBron's career too is he's always dropped game one. He always drops game one, but in this time, I don't know if you can afford to really drop the first game like that.
They shouldn't. It's in LA.
I know they shouldn't, but he always does. He usually drops the first game. It's usually like a feel-out game. But at this point, I think when you have someone like Luka Doncic that's going to be there, I think he's going to get the job done.
So I'm taking... It reminds you what Anthony Edwards did to Kevin Durant, Devin Booker last year in the first round. Shocked the world. That man swept him. So that's all I got to say.
The Suns, we even talked about it, though. The Suns, you can't compare the Lakers and Suns. I think those are two way different teams. But I agree, though. I'll give you that. Anthony Edwards did cook, which I think he will. I think Anthony Edwards will have a great – I think he'll have a great series. I do. I think Anthony Edwards will cook, but at the end of the day, it just won't be enough. Mm.
Hey.
Lakers in five.
Lakers in five?
Lakers in five.
I'll say for the sake of the pod, Lakers in six. But what do I really believe? Wolves in seven.
Wolves, yeah, of course you do, man. You think probably Clippers sweep and Lakers get bounced in seven?
No. I know the Clippers don't sweep. I mean, if the Clippers sweep, oh my gosh. Okay, see, better watch out. Okay, see, better watch out. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, my gosh.
Back-to-back sweeps, then. It'd be you guys would sweep, and then OKC would sweep y'all.
No. That couldn't happen. No, we'll see.
We'll see. I'm looking forward to the first round. At the end of the day, I'm looking forward to the first round. I think there's actually some really good matchups. I know everyone always says six or seven's like the default answer. There's no like sweep or anything. I mean, besides the one seeds. I mean, we've already talked about that. Which even that, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. There could cook like five games max for either one of those. I mean, I don't think that goes. There's no way either one of those one seeds go to six games. But like Bucks Pacers, I would be shocked if that was a five game series. Pistons Knicks, still would be shocked if that was a five game series. I know I just said Lakers in five, but honestly, I mean, I would be a little shocked if it was a five game series. And then same thing with the Clippers and Nuggets too. If that was a five game series, all of those either way, I'd be completely shocked.
Yeah. Nah, for real, same.
We'll see. Nah, but yeah, that Warriors, the Warriors and Rockets, though, is also one that I was saying that's one I'm like, ooh. Ooh.
Yep. I think you said it earlier, too. I could see Celtics Mavs or Celtics Magic going in like six games. I could see.
Yeah. I could. No, yeah. It just depends on how well the Magic are playing. And if I think it's got to be a combination of the Magic playing well and the Celtics being off on three-pointers. But that's really, I think, what it comes down to. And we're going to see what Kristaps said. I've said this from the very beginning. I said it last year. I said it the previous year, whatever. Kristaps is that kind of deciding factor. If he's not on, yes. I mean, Jaylen Brown's taking some leaps. I'll give him his flowers. He's played pretty well. He's definitely stepped up, but I don't know if I trust like just their shooting just to get it done. You know, I mean, that's what happens with any team that's just strictly a three-point shooting team. If you're off, you're off. That's just how it is. And so, yeah, I'm curious to see that. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to be a phenomenal first-round series for every one of these matchups, and I'm looking forward to watching it on Saturday.
Absolutely. Same. So, yeah, we'll, you know, continue coverage. We'll probably do something like weekly, especially if games, you know, or the series ends up being, you know, longer than, you know, four or five games. It'll probably go into the next week. So, yeah, we'll just continue to keep you guys updated, you know, during the playoffs each round and look at each game. But until then, we will catch you guys next time.